Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Well, there were kisses and face slaps, lawsuits and suspensions, and that was all during last night's WWE SmackDown Live event at the Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. SDPB's Nate Weck is a weekly contributor to In the Moment, and he was actually in the crowd last night. Nate, was it a good time?
You know, it was. First time that Sioux Falls has ever hosted a televised WWE event, and I'd say maybe 5,000 people around that area were there, but the people that were there were in, seemed to be into it and seemed to be getting their money's worth.
The you mentioned the first time that the WWE has had a televised event there. I believe it was late 90s or maybe just after the 90s, where World Championship Wrestling, which was part of Ted Turner's organization, was in Sioux Falls for a live event too. And actually one of the people there was Dennis Rodman of the Chicago Bulls when he had his little stint in wrestling. So it's been a while. So
yeah, it's been over. It's been a long time, and yeah, I think that was one of their Nitro shows that, and you kind of look back at that roster and you go, boy, some of the people that were there for that event back in the late 90s. It's amazing to look to see. So there's quite a few people that were on at that show that aren't even alive anymore, which is crazy.
Yeah, because I remember Randy Savage was part of that, and he's gone. Tell us now about the SmackDown event. It's on USA Network every Tuesday from 7 to 9 Central, and before they even go live, they get it started with what they call a dark match, and they do a little bit of prep before they go live at 7. So kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, and I think the reason they do that is because they don't want to just go into the show when they go live and when the cameras are on with a crowd sitting on their hands. And I think that's the reason they do it. They just put together a quick 10-minute match for the people that are sitting in attendance. So yeah, the ticket, if you had a ticket to the show last night, the ticket stub actually said it starts at 6:45, mm-hmm. but they actually don't go live, like you said, on television until 7, because they put that little buffer match in there just to get people riled up and kind of get people awake, so that when the cameras do go live and they say, "We are live on the USA Network from Sioux Falls, South Dakota," and they do the whole thing where the cameras scan the crowd, then the crowd's awake and they're a little bit more energized.
So when they go live, is it actually live on USA, or is there a little bit of a delay?
You know, I think there's I went to an event in Sioux City in 2006 when Monday Night Raw was doing an event down there. And we were actually, and the only reason I go back to that one, I've been to plenty of other events and stuff like that too, but when I go back to that one, we were actually sitting up near one of the suites, and there was a TV in the suite. Mm-hmm. So you could see when they went to commercial breaks, when they break away from the action, and you could see that there was about a 5 to 6 second delay from.
So not much then?
No, not much.
I found it interesting. I watched the program on DVR last night, and right at the beginning, it was a kind of a different beginning because they replaced one of their announcers, John Bradshaw Layfield, who is, people might even know him from outside of wrestling, because I see him every so often on Fox News as like a financial advisor. But he has a charity he's involved with and wanted to spend more time, so they replaced him and brought in a new announcer last night.
Yeah, and that's really interesting too, because when you're at an event, you can't hear the announcers. Mm-hmm. So if you're at one of these televised events, you know, I like many others were standing there when they're doing the announcer introductions last night for them to walk down the ramp, and it's like, oh, JBL should be coming out next, and it's like, he's not here, huh? I wonder what's going on. And you don't find out unless you look on Twitter or you jump on Facebook to see if anybody's talking about it, because, yeah, like I said, you're it's much like if you go to a football game or if you go to a basketball game and you're sitting in the crowd, you have no idea what the announcers that are calling the action are having to say.
Mm-hmm. Corey Graves, new announcer that replaced John Bradshaw Layfield, really like him, and he's an interesting story too, because he tried to get into the WWE as a wrestler and had an injury which prevented him from being in the ring, but he's turned out to be a fantastic announcer as a heel, as they call it in the business.
Yeah, the bad guys are known as the heels, and he's kind of that bad guy announcer that always tries to give a little bit more of emphasis on how well the bad guy in the ring is performing, and kind of give them a little bit more props while people that are sitting in their living rooms watching the action are booing the bad guy. You know, Corey Graves, the heel announcer, will try to give a little bit more props to that, just to add a little bit more balance to that broadcast booth.
A Sioux Falls resident was part of the program. A lot of people know Stephanie Dinsmore, Mrs. South Dakota, and albeit a short supporting role, but she was on the program.
Yeah, and I think that's cool, too, and worth noting as well, because there actually is a wrestling promotion, as you and I know, Steve, right, in Sioux Falls that is fairly new. I believe it's only been up and running for a little over 2 years now. Nick Dinsmore, who used to be in World Wrestling Entertainment under the character of Eugene, started the promotion Midwest All Pro Wrestling, which is now located in Sioux Falls, and they've done some trips out to Rapid. They've went up to Sisseton. But a lot of their shows happen at the Icon in downtown Sioux Falls, and so that was kind of cool, I think, too, for some of those local fans that have went to a lot of those Midwest All Pro shows to be able to see a familiar face during the live television portion of SmackDown Live.
We talked about suspensions and lawsuits. Shane McMahon, the son of Vince McMahon, was there last night, and it sounds like the suspension handed down to him means that he might have some other business interests going on.
Yeah, there's some, nobody really knows the specifics on why he wants to get out of the business right now, but it sounds like he's got some other investment. I mean, a lot of people know Shane, if people watched wrestling in the 90s or the early 2000s, they think of Shane as the guy going through the glass or doing all
jumping
these, like,
off the top of the Jumbotron.
Yep,
yeah.
Doing all these like high flyer spots. But outside of the whole wrestling aspect, he's a very successful business person in himself, with investments and things like that. And that's kind of the idea right now being floated around, is they're trying to weave him out of these storylines with WWE so that he can explore some other business investment options in his career.
Well, it was interesting to see that take place in Sioux Falls. So that storyline kind of developing last night. Let's go to the end of the show, because after they go off the air on USA at 9 o'clock Central, there was actually a lot more to the show. Kind of take us through that.
Yeah, typically if you go to a live television show that World Wrestling Entertainment puts on, they will at times end the show much like the way it starts, with another dark match. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did, because SmackDown goes from 7 to 9, as we've already noted. And then from 9 to 10, they do a thing that's on exclusive WWE Network exclusive show, which is called 205 Live, which is more of the high flyer, cruiserweight type of performers. And then at the very end, they did another dark match, which is kind of set up in a way to send the crowd home happy, if you will. Mm-hmm. It was like last night, it was Jinder Mahal and AJ Styles for the WWE Championship.
Two major stars.
Yeah, two big players right now in the on the rosters and stuff like that. So that's kind of the way that they end it, and it ended in a way where it didn't give AJ Styles the belt, so people that are watching on TV aren't confused. But it still gave AJ Styles enough of a over push at the end to send the crowd home happy.
Sounds like fun. No chair shots, though, last night.
No chair shots, nope.
One of my favorites, the old chair shot. Nate, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Steve.
You bet. Nate Weck, a weekly contributor to In the Moment here on STPB Radio.